8. Co-partners in the light. Humanity is on fire with the light of consciousness. We bring you great news of your rebirthing into light. Great amounts of light are streaming to Earth from various star systems in cooperation with Earth's plan for ascension. This light also streams forth to the surface from the underground cities of light that are scattered about the planet. So you're receiving great light currents from below and from above, all in unison, to raise your consciousness into heights reflecting cosmic consciousness. This reflection of cosmic consciousness is infectious, and spreads like fire throughout humanity. So humanity, on the surface, is on fire, so to speak, with the light of consciousness burning up the density of the lower dimensions of the past, bringing you all through a clear passageway into the light of God, where we all wait to join you. So join with us, your brothers and sisters of light, as we all travel higher and higher in consciousness, until we meet on the plains of reality where all glistens with the golden sheen of God's light. We are ever traveling with you on this trip to the stars. Cities of light are strewn across America. We are here with you to give you a message from our city of light to your cities of light. And indeed you have cities of light. They are strewn across America for all to see. The light is now blazing brightly, as the light workers are waking up in unprecedented numbers across the globe. All your light, combined with all our light, is lifting our sweet earth into higher and higher vibrations, as our thoughts are merging with your thoughts of freedom for all life on earth. This is a great breakthrough for the light, as we have been trying to connect with the light workers for many years now. As more and more light is filtering into the planet, you, as light workers, have been anchoring it deeply into the core. We, too, in the subterranean cities, have been continuously anchoring in the light and sending it out to you on the surface, in hopes of changing the condition of life as you have been living it. And the way you have been living it is not the way life was intended to be lived. We are now seeing the shift taking place, as all life is now gradually reflecting and experiencing the light, way of life. You are now experiencing life on a higher plane of thought and sensation, and envisioning a broader and deeper way of living. There is so much to living life, so much beauty and love for you to feel, if you only project yourself into it. This, high, light is all here now, waiting for you to immerse yourself in its higher vibration of glory. For it is a glorified way of living, as we in the subterranean cities can attest to. We live our lives with the highest of standards, and think only love and bliss as we go about our daily business. Our lives are not so different from yours. It is only our way of thinking that catapults us into higher realms of being, as we, too, walk upon the earth, albeit, it is under the ground. There are many lessons to be learned here on earth, which is another one of the many reasons we have all chosen to be here. Our state of consciousness determines where we are at any given time. We are where our thoughts take us, and if our thoughts are lofty, we find ourselves in heaven. For thoughts and feelings have vibrations, and their vibrations connect to the ethers and match them in frequency. We can raise or lower our frequency by our thoughts. So if you want to experience nirvana, change your thoughts, and their wavelengths will carry you there in the flash of an eye. It matters not what is transpiring on the surface around you, for you are all consciousness, and your consciousness travels while your body remains stable in its resting place. You can come and go from your body at will. Know that this travel is more real than your going in a car to different earthly locations. The car takes only your body, while your consciousness can traverse universes. We, here in Telos, concentrate our thoughts on you. We are always sending you our heart's joy and heart's love to bolster your strength as you move through the density and change it to higher currents of light. It is in these higher currents or higher vibrations that we meet you as one. Our lives are intertwined. And soon we will all be together as we unravel this great mystery of life that will lead you, from above to below, where we dwell in peace and understanding of the great laws of the universe. I teach classes on the inner planes at night. Know that it is very light here in Telos. Our light is so bright that it lights up the earth and heavens. We work closely with the Melchizedek priesthood, who are here to serve the earth. We are very concerned about the progress that humanity is making on the surface. We are very involved in the earth's ascension into greater light. In Telos, we are all spiritual warriors, as you on the surface must become. A spiritual warrior is one who acknowledges the light within, and knows that he/she is here for the purpose of bringing in more light to the earth. So you are all here to bring in the light. You do this by focusing on the light, always, and never letting it drift away from you. Visualize the light as waves from the ocean, always coming into you, and washing out the darkness. You are all great light beings who have come to earth, just as I have, to reunite all humanity into one human family. I have gained much wisdom from my extended life in Telos, and would like to impart this wisdom to others who wish to learn from me. I am currently conducting classes on the inner planes at night. If you'd like to register for these classes, Just petition me before you go to bed at night, asking to be my student. I will teach you mastery of yourself on all levels of existence. We can see each other's light. There are many Telosians gathered around me as I telepathically communicate this message to you from beneath the surface of the earth. I speak to you today of the glory of God, the God that resides in you. You are the receptacle of God. You hold God's light, you are God's light. And your light is so bright, even if you are unable to see your own light. In Telos, we are able to see each other's light. We have developed our inner vision through meditation and prayer for eons, until we reach this stage. You, too, are now on the brink of reaching this stage, the time, when you will clearly see the light around you and the light in others, as it reflects from the great central sun into the core of your being. Your soul is all light, and when you merge with your I Am Presence, you bring the light from the great central sun into your core, and you shine with the intensity of the great central sun within you. For the great central sun and you are one. We learned this many eons ago. Through our long lifespans, we were able to connect to the cosmos in a higher frequency of light, and we were able to sustain this connection because we were not filled with thoughts of death or aging as you still are on the surface. Therefore, all we learned, we sustained, and all we sustained, enabled us to climb higher on the spiral of immortal life. You are a light worker on the surface of Earth, and we are light workers beneath the Earth. Know that in Telos we see your light. We see all light on the planet through our computer monitors, and are able to track all the light workers on the surface. The new millennium. Know that I speak to you from the depth of my heart, and from the depths of the earth, as I continue my messages in the new millennium, the year of light for all who live on earth. Know that the love and light of all beings who live in the subterranean cities are directed through the earth to you above. Our light has never stopped being directed to the surface. This is our prime contribution to life on the surface, the main reason we remain here. We remain here to keep the light equalized and balanced, to maintain the quota of light so that life can continue its journey in incarnated form until you all reach the level where you are generating enough of your own light to maintain the existence of your life. Within only your own current quota of light, life would not be able to exist on Earth. It is not only we, in the subterranean cities, who are beaming our light to you, it is also the spiritual hierarchy, the angelic beings, the cetaceans, and others who are here in a vast array of light forms. So know that we are all supporting all the light workers who are here. For all those of us who register a certain light quotient will make the ascension together, along with Mother Earth. I know the fear factor that is being unleashed on the surface, and the mind control tactics that are being used to stop the light from filling each soul. But the light never fails, and all those who are responsible for these destructive procedures will be dealt with by the spiritual hierarchy and not allowed to return to Earth. Meanwhile, the victims of these dark tactics agreed to allow this as the final battle between light and dark as the dark's last stance to control the Earth. Soon, the light will overwhelm all life on Earth, and those who cannot hold this light will leave en masse. The souls who have been manipulated by the dark forces will be cared for, and honored, and raised into the light of their ascension. This is the last great play of the dark forces, for soon their power will wane, and they will crumble and fall like the dust on the earth. What's important at this time is to ignore this darkness, and not let the fear enter your aura. Stay balanced in the light. Think only of the light that your great God self is always flooding into your being. Stay safe in this protective shield of light that is always around you. Let others experience their own journeys, for yours is to bring forth our message from Telos, and in this way increase the light quotient on earth. You can only do this by keeping your thoughts concentrated on the light. Any deviation brings discord into your life and detracts you from your mission. All our lives, we live for the glory of God, for the purpose of bringing light to the earth and raising her and all souls up into their great God self, where all abundance and health await you. It is but a different octave of frequency. And once your consciousness reaches this octave, you burst into a new world, where all is love and all is light, and where all the masters and avatars dwell.